So, remember, time is against you. Therefore, you should stand up and be accountable when? Right away. Now. The transformation is now. Yes?
The fountain of strength and lust flowing, thereby the soil of the body is made verdant. A well-kept house with roof very lofty, its sides symmetrical without buttressing and clamps. Here the days of eld arrive and bind your neck with a halter of pain of palm fibers. The soil becomes nitrous, crumbling and poor. Never good herbage grow from nitrous soil. The water of strength and the water of lust cut off. He has no profit from it or others. The eyebrows fallen down like crupper strap. The eyes grown moist and dim. The face from wrinkling like the back of a lizard. Speech and taste and teeth gone out of use. The day late, the ass lame, the way long, the shop ruined, and the business in disorder.
Listen carefully to the last verse, yes?
The roots of bad habit firmly set, and the power to tear them up decreased.
Okay, you see what we meant? Yes, it brought in the old age problem, but at the end, here is that I'm not talking about the physical status here. I'm talking about the habits. Because if you're not careful, the habit will get stronger and stronger in you. And you become weaker fighting it. You're building up the wall, right? So, that's it. This is
my favorite story.
It's very simple. It was only 2 pages. No house, no fuss, nothing. As simple as this. That your problem is because you're sitting on your ego. Let go of this ego. And you cannot just get rid of it totally. Impossible. Brick by brick, you have to identify it and get rid of it. Don't worry, it's a long time, but meanwhile, you will be listening to the sound of the water. So you will be happy and gradually you will come closer to the water. And do it now. The next story is the story of a guy who was planting the nonsense in the path of the people, and the governor called him and said, hey, this thorn is bothering everyone, get rid of it. He said, okay, I'll do it tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow. Listen, governor called him and said, listen, every single day you get weaker and this thorn is getting stronger. So he needs to repeat this and remember when he said it. After a long discourse about the jealousy of all the different thoughts and all the different way of thinking, we want that little falcon which is seeking the truth, and he said, that's the one. All this jealousy, this part of it is like this, this part is like this, this part. Explained every aspect of it, and at the end he said, and at the end, remember, I'm not trying to convince you. I'm praying to God, because I know he could touch you and change you. That was the last paragraph, right? Then this story. I hope you're thirsty. I know you need water, but I hope you're thirsty and you're in love with the sound of the water. Therefore, you could approach the state of humbleness to get close to the water to drink. Then, the story of the guy who was saying tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Read.
Now the governor commanded a certain man, saying, "Root up the thorn bush that you have planted on the road." As that callous, fair-spoken person planted a thorn bush in the middle of the road, the wayfarers reproached him, and oftentimes told him to dig it up. Dug it not up.
What? Well, who was this guy?
Jesus.
Me.
Yeah. I needed more explanation.
It's our bad habits.
I'm not. You didn't really, you forgot it. You didn't pay attention. You said there was this guy who was callous, fair-spoken. Means what?
Sounds like the procedure, doesn't it?
Sounds very much like the second slave.
This is not that a slave. This is a fellow who talks good, but he's no good. Therefore, it is as... Let's imagine that someone is a very good speaker, and he's not a good fellow. What is he doing to us? This fellow is planting thorn bush, because whatever he's planting will bother other people. That's what it is. So remember, the guy who speaks very good, but he is not a good fellow, he will plant the thorn bush in the path. Yes?
Every moment the thorn bush was growing bigger. The people's feet were streaming with blood from its pricks. The people's clothes were being rent by the thorns. The feet of the poor were being wounded pitifully. When the governor said to him with earnestness, "Dig this up," he replied, "Yes, I will dig it up someday." For a long while he promised, "Tomorrow and tomorrow." The thorn bush became robust in constitution. One day the governor said to him, "O false promiser, go forward with my affair, do not creep back." He replied, "O uncle, the days are between us. Make haste," said he, "do not put off payment of my debt. You say tomorrow, be aware of this, that every day that time is coming. That evil tree is growing younger, while this digger is waxing old and sorely distressed." The thorn bush in strength and ascent is digger in aging and decline. The thorn bush every day and every moment is green and fresh. Its digger is every day more sickly and withered. It is growing younger, you older. Be quick and do not waste your time. Know that every single bad habit...
Okay, up to here, you hear all the explanation, right? There was this guy who was planting thorn bush. Everybody, the people who were passing by, they told him, get rid of it, he didn't. The governor said, he said, tomorrow, then... Governors will say, "Right, you silly fellow, it doesn't work that way." Rumi sat on that place and explained everything. But remember, that thorn bush will get stronger, you get weaker, it's not tomorrow, it's today, all over that. And remember that maybe someone like me will fall in love with the form of the story and we'll forget the meaning. So the explanation here. By thorn bush, I mean your bad habit. Yes?
Know that every single bad habit of yours is a thorn bush. Many a time, after all, have its thorns pierced your foot. Many a time have you been wounded by your own habits. You have no sense. You are very senseless. If to the wounding of your persons, which comes to pass from your evil nature, you are indifferent, at any rate you are not to your own wounds. You are the torment of yourself and of every stranger.
You see, first he said, remember, when I'm talking about the thorn bush and stuff, I'm talking about the habits. And in you, the bad habits will remain there. Look around. First of all, you bother other people. Even you yourself, you became tired of yourself. There are times that you don't even like yourself. This is because of those thorns, bad habits, bad arguments and things like that. But let's pull all that aside. Okay, you're bothering other people. What about yourself? Because when you go around and talk nonsense, you're hurting yourself. You're losing the grip. You get lost in the path. Think about that one. Yes? Either
take up the axe and strike it like a man, like Ali who struck, destroy this gate of Kaibar, or unite with these thorns, with the thorn bush, with the rose bush, unite the light of the friend with the fire. In order that this light may extinguish your fire, union with him, make your thorns roses.
Now, this is something that you don't think of, logically. The first church is, he said, you know what, be strong and grab an axe and cut. I know you cannot do that, because that needs strength. He said, if you cannot do that, there is another remedy. Connection. We talked about connection. Remember in the paragraph that I somehow mentioned a little bit of it, he talked about exactly this connection. He said, we are not independent, we influence each other. Therefore, believe in influence. Find a good fellow, get close to that fellow. His light will kill your darkness. Yes?
You are like hell. He is a true believer. The extinction of the fire by means of a true believer is possible. Mustafa said concerning the speech of hell that on account of fear, it begins humbly to entreat the true believer.
This is an amazing story that they say that Muhammad had said this. These are maybe one of those hadiths. It goes like this, that out there at the judgment day, when the believers are going towards the paradise, they pass by hell. And hell will beg them that, please rush quickly, go quickly, because of you I'm losing my fire. Because believer will extinguish the fire. You see, suddenly belief became like fire extinguisher, the water inside. Because that's a kind of water, the knowledge. We're not talking about scientific knowledge. You remember, we were talking about that wisdom. That water will make you mu'min. And the first thing that happened, who is a mu'min? Who is a mu'min? A mirror. Because mu'min is a fellow who will lose all the show off of the ego. They become the mirror. We know that the peer is like a mirror. Because they don't bother with the self anymore. They don't have that self. Right? Here we say, it's more than that. The mu'min will bother even the hell with the fire. That's how it works. Yes?
It says to him, pass quickly away from me, O king. Hark, for thy light has taken away the burning of my fire. Therefore, the true believer's light is the death of the fire, because without an opposite, the removal of the opposite is impossible. On the day of justice, the fire will be the opponent of the light, since the former was aroused by wrath, the latter by praise.
This is something that normally we don't do. We do not connect these two together because...